working?
I have no idea.
I hope it is.
It's Friday. Do you know where your IT guys are? We don't. It's Patch and Switch. And now, you know what?
What?
I'm just not even going to do it.
No?
It's Patch and Switch.
I think we lost our prompter over there. No, it's back again.
What's the show name?
I can't see that far.
Baseball mudslide dot matrix.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Drop the mic.
Sounds amazing, though.
It does.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Wait for the band to start. We gotta be courteous.
With the band?
They're playing right over there.
I know. Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Patch and Switch Show. Hi. Eulas.
Oh, yes. Eulas.
You actually have to read every page.
All 27 pages. Initial each one and include a thumbprint at the end that's an authorized thumbprint.
And the thing is, if you scroll down too fast to the next page where it doesn't think you've actually read it.
It makes you go back.
It makes you wait. Yeah.
That's quite the intelligent plug-in, I got to say.
It is, absolutely.
We have to give absolute props to our audio engineer, Mr. Jay Shock, just because the stress that he goes through in the last 30 seconds before 9 o'clock is unbelievable. And normally the stress just kind of peaks and then goes down. This time it peaked and it was like held up at this level because nothing was working and he couldn't read the Eula fast enough. He actually had to go for assistance and then give half of his money to Golnaz. I think she might have taken all of his money.
So here's the issue.
I'll buy her beer
tonight. Apparently, last night he entered contract negotiations on Twitter.
So his
$380 was first originally created to Canadian Tire money instead of just Canadian money.
Right.
But now he's being paid in Timbits.
Well, you know, actually...
I'll gladly take Timbits.
Which is one and one-eighth quarter of a Timbit.
Well, I heard that someone is trying to declare the Canadian Tire money as a currency manipulator.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Is it because of the show?
Because of the show. And so they're trying to determine that it's a currency manipulator to be able to peg it at a certain level. I don't know. It might work. Yeah. It might work.
Yeah.
But I miss Canadian Tire money. Every Canadian still has a drawer with Canadian Tire money in it, even though they don't issue it anymore.
You're redoing the kitchen. So did that drawer get discovered in the remodeling?
No, you have to wait till we cross the border north to be able to use it again. Home Depot does not take Canadian Tire money.
No, they do not.
As much as I've tried, they just won't do it. So, I am seeking a GoFundMe for kitchen renovations.
Somebody's lost the stream.
Losing it again?
Are we still streaming?
It's actually running.
The stream is running.
All right.
We don't need to wiggle the cable or Super Tech Boy.
Let me check the website.
Check on the webs. The web streams.
I mean, I'd check it, but then I'd hear myself.
Yeah, I know. It's definitely crazy when that happens. Definitely crazy.
We cross the streams.
Yeah. That's probably it. You know, I realized that we were sitting here chatting and reading the Eulas. I didn't even get a replacement coffee. So I've got nothing to drink today.
Uh-oh.
Nothing. Nothing. No,
nothing.
I don't know what to do with my hands.
No coconut water?
Nothing to do with my hands.
We're live.
Apparently, we are live. So Super Tech Boy and Fair Brit.
It's back.
Oh, okay. Nice.
You know what? It's fine.
You know what? I bet you it's because I was stepping on the cable.
Oh, yeah?
Or could have been that little incident from Wednesday night.
This new MVP guy says he carries Canadian Tire money for ID.
Yeah.
So let's say hello to everybody who's joined us in the chat room. Super Tech Boy, Avizio MVP guy, Buckeye guy, Jay Flo, who should be working. Super Tech Boy, Fair Brit, Kowski, Dan PI, who's managed to join us via the Apple router.
Wow.
Ledwig, of course, no, we haven't finished your beer.
Oh, I had one.
Oh, did you?
I had one.
You didn't share.
Full double ale, pale ale called Fair City. Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Okay. And Foul Temper has joined us as well.
Oh, Naz has even joined the stream.
Naz is here.
She's doing quality control, so please be courteous inside the chat room.
Please be kind to Gulnaz.
You got it.
I think so. Well, let's first talk about let's finish the conversation about the St. Louis beer.
Oh, the St. Louis beer.
I think we could actually probably pregame prior to the event that is the beer competition tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe go through a little sampling.
That could possibly happen.
Because it's going to be a day of sampling tomorrow. Oh, I'm thinking we might as well try it.
Might as well. Let's work out the ride logistics first. Yes. Figure that out. If I have to drive, then I'm not going to be sampling
The fact of the matter is we're lucky that the beer even made it there.
Yes, that we are. We'll talk more about beer during the proper segment. Yes. So that way Ledwig knows when he's supposed to leave and come back again.
Yes.
Because we can't. Yeah. Unless we talk about the St. Louis beer. The reason why we're talking about St. Louis beer is just
Ledwig
doesn't leave because he wants to hear about how it is. And he challenged us with the mighty James Whittaker, who was in St. Louis. Drinking craft beer.
Yeah.
Giving it good props.
And Ledwig's like, you guys still haven't had the beer that I brought you like 3 months ago.
But anyway, I did definitely have one.
When did he turn Canadian? I totally did a Canadian accent for Ledwig. I can't do a deep... I've got a pretty deep voice, but I don't think I can get Scott Ledwig deep.
No. You know, maybe we should ask Mr. Whittaker if he wants to join us sometime. Do you think he would?
Do we have a live censor button?
Well, the live censor would be rather hard, and we
can put a disclaimer at the top of the show.
I don't know if we could actually get a technical, distinguished engineer to show up for an hour of chat.
Well, we've had Snover,
but that's at an event. That's different than actually here.
He'd be here.
Oh, if we asked him, I think we could. We'll find out. We'll find out. Maybe
we can make an invitation.
I'll reach out to him. See what he'll say.
I wonder if we could go on the road. Is 9 a.m. Pacific too early to do a show from a craft brewery?
Not if you know the owners. And you can get into the brewery.
That's
the hard part.
There you go. Maybe somebody who's in the mug club can get in.
Hey, did you?
Big hello to Andy Sandwich, who's joined us.
Nice. Did you actually register for Microsoft Ignite? Out of curiosity.
I have not yet registered. No.
No. You still haven't yet, even though the registration is open.
Registration is open.
And we talked about it the last show.
Yes. I told you I've got a master plan
you still haven't shared with me.
Because I can't. Here's the thing. It puts us at too much risk. Because I know you. You'll just tweet it.
We need to have a secret conversation, like a table NDA?
No. About it doesn't what we're work. You're doing? Still going to tweet it. I know how you work. I can't let my source
Joey
for the information that I'm trying to consolidate so that we can do this whole event pre-show kind of thing.
We're doing a pre-show event again?
So what I'm saying is we're going to do like the counting down but not really a countdown, but kind of a countdown and give information about Microsoft Ignite. And I'm trying to collect the information. Okay. If you just wouldn't publicly talk about to go collect that information.
But are we going to do it soon?
Yes.
Like, we do have to get this on our schedules.
Yes.
Like, send me a schedule plus about this.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, it's coming. I'll
send you a... Have I used that with you before? The Cortana Help utility?
Yeah, you did that. Sent me one. I was like, what is this? Why is Cortana asking me if I want to meet with you?
Calendar.help. Yes? Our audio guy's looking at us right now. Did we do something wrong?
Yeah, you're talking.
It's like so I thought you had a question.
Super Tech Boy's registered. He's like, no robots this year?
We don't know yet. Well, I don't know yet. It hasn't been charged to my credit card after I got it reinstated after last year.
Well, the problem was the escalator incident.
Yes.
Well, that and probably taking them to the crew party too. Had something to do with it.
Escalator problems?
Yes.
That can work.
Yes, it did.
That can work.
And speaking of that incident, Frederick joins in and says, "Happy Easter."
Nice. So we want to say, it is Easter, eh?
Happy
nice.
Easter, eh? Which that's truly the Canadian version. Happy Easter, eh? Not Easter egg.
You
Easter,
know what?
Eh?
My wife last week on spring break, she was at home with the girls. I was down at the Disney's with my son.
Oh, we need to talk about this.
We'll get there. But she decided that she had a day off and that she was going to drag the kids up to Canada. And so they went up to Canada for the sole purpose of getting Easter Canadian chocolate.
Please tell me you have coffee crisps.
I can neither confirm nor deny that there are coffee crisps in my house.
Oh, yeah.
I can confirm they're in my house.
You didn't bring them? Gonna cut a salary again. I'm telling you.
He's holding that. That's for contract negotiations.
I don't get paid enough to bring them down from.
So yes, there is definitely a different types of chocolate. And the hilarious thing is that we have one of Ella's friends, Dominic, has been hanging out with us for a while, and he.
Sorry,
what is? What are you talking about in there?
Oh my God.
Ludwig, nice. Ludwig just said she dragged them to Canada. She flew United.
Nice. Very, very
well
nice.
Played. Like very well played.
Very well played, sir. Nice.
There was no problem getting in or out of Canada because the Nexus were, the Nexi were renewed. The Nexi were renewed. But Dominic has never tried Canadian chocolate before. And so we actually did a sample taste test of American chocolate and then Canadian chocolate.
Right, did you do Kit Kat? What did you do?
What did we do? It wasn't Kit Kat. Well, actually, Kit Kat would have been a good one to do. They didn't use Kit Kat. They just used Aero in Canada, which is just pure chocolate.
Yeah.
And the equivalent pure chocolate was like a Nestle bar or something like that. Hershey's Kiss, maybe. And he's like, he tried the American stuff. Oh, it tastes like chocolate. Tried the Canadian stuff. As soon as he bit in, he's like,
ooh. It's kind of like when the folks bring Cadbury over from
same
London.
Deal.
It's
same deal. European chocolate.
It's evil.
European chocolate, Canadian chocolate. It's completely different than the stuff that we have in America.
Hey, I want to say hello to TLK7539.
Wow.
I didn't know that we had a stormtrooper in the room, but apparently a new listener. So I wanted to say hello. I do believe he is a new listener. I do not recall seeing that name.
He or she, we don't know. Can you see a picture?
Looks like there's a tie on.
Okay.
I don't know.
Never know, man.
You never know. So let's start the show, start the program, because we are running. Do we remember how many minutes late we were?
Are we allowed to go over or not?
Maybe
do we have a budget to go over?
I think we can go over as long as I'm back in my office by 10:30.
Okay. I've got a Scott Goo meeting at 11.
I got a meeting at 10:30 with the SAP team.
Do you want to pick up that name
drop the name.
Let me drop that name.
Got it.
We were 9 minutes late, according to the clock.
9 minutes late, so we'll go 9 minutes after. Nice. So
we're
still
taking that out of your pay, by the way. We're taking that out of your pay.
We already gave him one and an eighth, three quarters of a Timbit.
Mm-hmm.
So, how do we cut that down anymore?
We'll figure it out.
Okay.
The crumbs. We'll
not
take
even
back
enough
crumbs.
For a double-double.
Take yeah. back the crumbs.
And a double-double is pretty
take
cheap.
Back the crumbs. It is cheap. It's good.
So let's talk about the From the Trenches things that we're doing on our day job, things that are going on. You doing anything? You done anything? Any good stuff happening?
A good friend of mine from Chicago.
Chicago
was on campus just before the time we did some stuff with the last episode. And he and I managed to bash out and create, and now actually on Monday, publish our first document on how to publish and use Oracle 12c on Linux image inside of Azure and actually get a database up and running. Can you imagine that?
No.
It's been that long to be able to get this document published. It was fun to hack through how that worked and actually have proper documentation for it. So that's a big accomplishment for me that happened on Monday was getting that published for some stuff like that from a docs perspective. Looking through to be able to find some resources to be able to help out, and lots of conversation about stuff I still can't talk about right now.
Yeah.
So we're getting ready for build. Build's going crazy, right?
Yeah.
Stuff with build.
2 weeks, isn't it?
I'm the
3 weeks.
Is it? I want to say three, four. Okay. Four weeks. Almost. Okay. Just over 4 weeks away, or under 4 weeks away. I'm the engineering contact for the build sessions that relate to Azure Platform. And having to do the horse trading and negotiations
yes.
and back and forth and back and forth
yes.
about, well, I want this and I want that. I'm like, we only have this many. We can't have that many. We need to have this many. We can only fit this much. And trying to be the spokesperson for the engineering side of things was a unique challenge over the last month. And it's been culminating to where it is now, where they're going to be doing some pre-records, doing some theater sessions
yeah.
on site and doing some other stuff like that. So that's always fun, having GM level people yell at you. Not enough sessions. I'm like, I can't do anything about it.
And this is what a lot of folks don't understand is there's a finite number of rooms.
Yeah.
There's a finite number of times that those rooms are available.
Until we can control time and control resources in
yes,
that fashion.
Exactly.
We cannot extend the number of sessions that we happen to have.
Yeah.
And there's supposedly some kind of Uber plan about allocations and this yeah. and that and how that all works. And it's all this little bit of hocus pocus kind of planning that goes on. And then there's horse trading that happens after the fact. And then there's still behind the scenes
negotiation.
Stuff that goes on.
Okay.
And then there's end run around that happens as well.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So yeah, it's always fun working from this side of the plate when things are working.
Yeah, absolutely. We published a bunch of documentation. In fact, my good buddy, Buckeye Guy J-Flow, has published.
He's finally published one?
A couple. He's got a couple new ones out in regards to managing your password.
Yeah? What would be the title for that one if I was to look for that?
I don't know.
Let me see. Azure.
It's reset your own password, Azure Active Directory.
AD password reset.
So at any rate, we've redesigned this document. This is actually one of the documents that we've had a nightmare with. And so we've done a pretty good. Is it the first one that says don't panic? Does it say right at the start, don't panic?
Important. Are you here because you're having problems signing in?
Don't panic. That's how it starts. Step one, don't panic.
I didn't know. I didn't see the step one. Maybe this is still the. Maybe his document has not been published yet.
No, that's one of them. Yeah.
Okay. Well, this was the first hit that came up when I typed in Azure AD reset. Step one, don't panic. I love it. Yeah. Help, I forgot my password.
So
first of all, I have to tell him he needs a better picture. J-Flow, come on.
Personal picture?
Personal picture. Get the.
Not everybody can have the glasses.
The glasses and the hat doing the thing.
I actually know a good photographer that fixed my headshot.
Yeah. So he needs a new headshot.
Okay.
He's way cooler than what he looks like.
So we're not really concerned with his profile picture. I'm more concerned about the document.
Well, the document, the quality document's probably good. Okay. Did you come up with the idea of saying step one, don't panic?
No.
Or did he do?
I think he did it.
That's awesome.
I think it's great.
I will give him credit for that one there.
But I have we have posted in a couple of places online on the social medias for some feedback on those docs.
Feedbacks.
We do like feedback because it's one of the things that it's super important that we're trying to do is get some of this more end user facing stuff out. So if you have feedback, just respond to that, and we posted the link in the chat room for those of you who are playing the home game. I have also worked on publishing. I believe there are now 72 articles. There were 64 originally, and it's grown on troubleshooting identity with applications.
They're published.
They're published. Yes. Yeah. So this
like
was
a massive. Boosh,
yeah,
out they go.
It's a big. You're trying to do something with Microsoft applications. Oh, you're trying to do something with third party applications. You're trying to build and. Oh, this is the error that you're getting. This is how you can go troubleshoot it and fix
it.
That
sounds awesome, man.
It's an amazing
Where are they at?
Suite of content. Again, it's out on docs.microsoft.com if you go under applications, and there's a troubleshooting section under applications.
That's awesome.
So for all of your application identity reference, it's there for you as well. So lots of publication going on. And then as you mentioned with Build and the session negotiation and so on and so forth, we're also beginning that for some of the other events that we have upcoming. In submitting sessions to both big and small events in the identity space, so it's kind of we're getting to the point now where we're growing up and getting big as a service, and we're really trying to reach out to folks because identity is kind of a part of everything.
It's rather important.
Yeah,
I'll say it's rather important.
In the Azure space, and you know, obviously, you start getting into if you are an administrator and you have an account, then you should probably be doing multi-factor authentication and. To do that, you should really have self-service password reset sign up. And oh, by the way, you should really do privileged identity management. And then on top of that, you know, identity protection to make sure that you're not at risk. Because it's amazing how many cases we've actually seen where you get one of those password dumps out there from one of the hacks or something. And how many of those actually are current accounts that might actually be administrative accounts. So that's a little scary. But anyway, that's what I've been doing.
Excellent.
Lots of stuff.
Excellent.
Soren's joined us. I want to say hello, sir.
Nice. You know what else I did? This is work-related stuff?
Not yet.
Upgraded my system to latest build of
Are you on the Creators Edition?
The Creators Edition and uninstalled Windows Subsystem for Linux and reinstalled Windows Subsystem for Linux. Holy crap. That is so
the command prompt
much
winks a lot
better. Oh, my gosh. It is so much better. I can be inside my Linux environment. I can type in Notepad. Boom, Notepad starts. Like, it's awesome. And then vice versa, you can go up and pull up a Bash shell inside the command prompt and everything else like that.
Yeah.
It's just back and forth, easy stuff, enumeration of networking services and sort of things.
You're all about this CLI stuff, aren't you?
CLI, man, rocks this world. It's amazing the stuff you can do with the CLI and the investment we made in that area. And so, yeah, I've PowerShell's great too. Just to say, we had a PowerShell summit up here recently. That sort of stuff. Last week.
Just last week.
We're gonna, as I'll say, we continue to make investments in the PowerShell area. Mm-hmm. So watch this space, is what I can say.
I gotta admit, I've been playing with the CLI more, and
the CLI is great. But you will notice, if you're a PowerShell person, the limitations of Bash, mm-hmm. that you can't do the same things you can do inside the PowerShell space.
Exactly.
And so our goal is that we're going to be significantly augmenting the PowerShell applets as well in the near future, because we've done a huge revamp of the Azure CLI. So that's coming.
My problem is there's some simple things that should be, I think, simple commands, mm-hmm. that you have to pull together a whole bunch of different commands just to get the same information.
You're talking about PowerShell, right?
I'm talking about CLI too. I was trying to enumerate users in a subscription.
Yeah.
And guess what? It was easy for me to copy paste out of the portal.
Very true. I can only speak on the compute side of things, which is sort of part of that. That's part of the identity space, users in the portal.
Yes.
I look over at him.
I'm looking at the RBAC. It's not the users like in AAD. Yeah. It's the RBAC.
RBAC piece that's included, but that relies on the AD part.
Well, it...
Yes.
It's finger pointing. Who does what? Who's responsible?
It's always the networking guy. It's DNS.
It's DNS.
It's always DNS.
Yeah. It's always DNS.
Unless it's group policy.
That's an inside joke. We can't go into that.
We're not going there. We're not talking about that.
Nope.
I want my job. Our next segment of the show is talking about beer money. Work that you've done to be able to help out yourself and others in the home space, if you will.
Yes.
Have you had beer money issues going on? It was spring break, man. You must have had some beer money going on.
Yeah, we had some beer money issues with the Ring.
The what?
The Ring.
The Ring?
Yeah, the video doorbell.
Oh, I was about to say, the Ring of Death? What?
The Ring video doorbell.
The one ring to rule them all.
Okay. You were away and it was
in
acting
the world.
Up? I think we just had pop spewed on top of the surface over there.
If
the stream drops, you know why.
In a world.
What happened with the ring?
It just stopped responding to anything. Yeah, it stopped ringing. It just stopped. It literally just hung up, and so I pulled it off, and I'm like, oh, the battery probably needs charging. You know, you have to charge it on occasion, even if it's connected, because colder temperatures, which it pretty much is all the time here, cooler temperatures.
Shut your mouth. Colder temperatures.
Well,
it's not even below zero. Come on.
You've been complaining about it the entire time. I don't want to hear it. So at any rate, it was just not functioning, and so we rejoined it to the network and everything. I actually ended up getting on the horn with support.
You know what? You didn't do a domain join.
No. Got on the horn with support. They sent us the Chime Pro, which is actually a Wi-Fi extender for the Ring's network. And it chimes the ringtones. And it's still not working. So I think we actually have a defective problem with the device. Because the guy's like, oh, it must be your network. And I'm like, no.
I control my network.
He's like, well, we need to see what the signal strength and what your download speeds are. Because it has to be a minimum of...
Here.
It was like something...
Let me make you a guest login to my Ubiquiti account.
It's like, it has to be a minimum of like 1.2 meg or 2 meg down for this. And I just laughed. And I set up the screenshot. It's like 98 meg down.
Yeah, we're like, good.
Oh, okay.
We're not in Australia having to suck our internet through a straw.
Yeah, exactly. So that was kind of the big major pain and frustration. We did we left for spring break. We just left.
Screw the ring.
Yeah, the hell with the video doorbell. We're leaving.
Yeah,
we went to Vegas.
Nice. Wow.
Yeah.
Vegas.
2 days. 3 days. 3 days in Vegas.
That's like That's like the Joey Disneyland.
Well, it is, but I did not actually. We really only did. We were on the strip one night. I think the night we went to.
Did
a
you
show.
Work a gig at a club?
Nope.
Come on, man.
No, it's family time, man. Pool.
You could have brought your kids to the club.
This is the extent of what we did. We woke up. We went to the pool.
Yes.
When the pool closed, we went and ate, and then we went to Topgolf. Oh my gosh, that place have you seen this Topgolf thing?
Yes, I've seen Topgolf.
Oh my god, it's amazing. It's like a driving range,
yeah,
but it's
on
like
steroids.
Four stories,
and then it's all electronic, and so you try to aim it at one of the colors,
spots,
and you get different points,
yeah.
and of course the points stack, and it's game. And the kids, it works for the kids, because even if they, you know, because it's elevated, even if they pop the crap out of it, they can still get some points. And, you know, they serve good food and they serve alcohol. Nice. And so, yeah, it was pretty amazing. So it was just a lot of downtime. And we went and saw a show, I forget the guy's name. He was on America's Got Talent. It was Matt something or other is his name. He's a magician. I believe it was Matt. But he apparently won America's Got Talent, and his show is actually, it's really cool.
Oh yeah.
It's one of those that I always think, magic show, like Vegas magic show. Right.
Cause I've never seen Vegas. A Vegas magic show.
This dude was great.
I want to go see Penn and Teller in Vegas.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. That's a great show. Yeah. That's a great show. It's I was just impressed, and he does a lot of card tricks, and I'm not generally
Matt
a card
Franco?
Trick guy. Yeah, that's it, Matt Franco. Yes,
thanks, Super Tech Boy.
Yeah, nice. Thanks, Super Tech Boy. Yeah, Matt Franco. Dude is great and hysterical.
Mm-hmm.
And so yeah, it was a good time. And so yes, Top Golf. And Jay Shock's gonna go to Top Golf in June.
Nice.
Going to Denver.
Going to Denver.
Excellent.
I'm actually speaking at a conference in Denver.
You're speaking at a conference almost every weekend right now.
He talks more than we do publicly, you realize, right? It's crazy.
Well, he speaks.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I don't think anybody talks more than we do.
That's true. Very true.
I'm just being
real. Very
being
true.
Honest.
Wait till they get their disco lights on.
Hey
oh,
there.
When they turn the disco lights on, side. Dude, Top Golf is just fun.
It is.
We actually waited until night. So I think I walked over about 7:30 p.m. or so, mm-hmm. and it was a 2-hour wait to get to. They're like, well, you can get you in 15 minutes on the first floor. We're like, we don't want the first floor. We want the
top,
upper areas.
Top.
So I waited
don't
2 hours.
Know who I am?
And when we came, but we deliberately did that so that we came back 2 hours later. It was dark, and they have all the really cool lights on.
Oh, okay. But you could sign up for the 2-hour wait. You didn't have
to
stay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And
it's not like it's a
well, so
a restaurant with like a little buzzy plate.
It appears some of them are like that, where you can't leave the premises.
Premises. Thank you for correcting yourself.
I caught myself there. You can't leave the premises. But this one, they texted me. And they're basically like, you're ready.
You got 20 minutes to get back here.
No, they were pretty good. They're just like, oh, we just want to make sure you're still interested.
Was it a human that texted you or
a
bot?
It was a human.
See, that's good. Normally it's a bot that does that.
Yeah, it was a human. It was pretty good. And they're
very
like,
nice.
Are you still interested? And we're like, yeah, absolutely. So spent some time doing that. So that was the extent of the beer money because we were in Vegas.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I just had, I can't fix the slot machines. I'm not licensed for that. So
nice.
I'm good.
You could
very
fix
nice.
The... blackjack tables.
No, that's illegal. I'd never do anything illegal. Have you
supposed
done
to,
any? Have you
supposed
done,
to stick I mean, on 15?
Have you done any tech?
Well, can you do beer money for yourself? Does that count?
Well, I guess. I mean, I did see pictures last night of you.
That's
worries
my second
me.
Story.
It's a gas range.
That's my second story.
Was that after the explosion?
The first story. The first story is
my beer, watch this.
A tale of dumpster diving. A tale
I'm
of
sorry,
dumpster
what?
Diving.
What?
Pulling out PC Recycle. I found.
I told you to stop doing
no,
that.
No, I found a. Basically, you look for the machines that have
Hang
the
on.
Windows 7 sticker
can,
on them.
Can I have you go back and replay last show when you were like, I have a pile of stuff that needs
no,
to be recycled?
But what I was there about to dump it in, I didn't because of my conscience of having that show. I saw that there was a T7500 professional workstation in there. From Dell, so this
T7500.
This is a massive. Like
isn't
it's
that isn't that one of the
it's
Terminators?
I think it was from 1987.
Anyway,
I thought it was a Terminator.
It's a Windows 7 machine, and so anyway, found the parts, got all the parts working, got it all working because I need to have a rendering machine to be able to render Tuesdays with Corey and do editing, and so bought a new video card for it, got some hard drives for it as well, RAM is all there. And I thought it was just like a small quad core box because it's Windows 7.
No, X4.
And I'm like, interesting. And so I just to test it out, I had like a crappy version of Windows Home on the drive that I plugged in there, and it did all the plug and play to be able to find it. I'm like, oh, look, it's an 8-core machine. Okay, they'll be okay. And then I F12'd it, brought down the corporate image, got it all set, got it all booted up, and take a look at it. It's a freaking 24-core dual proc system.
What?
It's a dual Xeon 2.8 2012
Why
core
did
system.
Somebody just okay.
It had no RAM in it. I had to get the RAM, so I have 48 gigs of RAM.
How fast does it render your video?
It has
now?
A riser board. It has a riser board for the second proc and the RAM. So I've got it fully populated with 48 gigs of RAM, and it's a 24-core system, dual 12s, with a new NVIDIA card.
So can I
actually the NVIDIA card's in my bag? I haven't put it in yet.
So can I get RDP so I can render out this in like 10 seconds?
So it's my new rendering box to be able to do some video editing.
Well, because nothing says video rendering like 48 cores.
24 cores.
24 cores and 24 gigs of RAM.
Sorry,
2 12s.
Yeah, 48 gigs of RAM.
Yeah. Got it. And two SSDs.
And a Partridge in a Pear Tree.
However, my hook to this is the fact that the video card outputs are DisplayPort, like the full-size DisplayPort.
Mm.
And so I've got to get...
They're not HDMI?
I've got to get a DisplayPort to...
HDMI?
Not HDMI, because my monitors don't do HDMI.
DVI?
DVI-D, not DVI-A. DVI-D.
Oh, because you've got the Dells.
Yeah. Get some new monitors.
I can't. I'm doing dumpster diving for a PC. They can afford monitors. So
is your random spending this week the video card and the RAM?
No, because it's random spending is if you have to spend your own money on something.
Oh, you didn't spend your own money.
I actually got permission from my folks to be able to at least invest in some SSDs and a half decent video card.
So Super Tech Boy says about 200 on eBay used. Yeah.
For what? Monitor. That whole system?
Yeah.
I have no idea. Anyway, it's nice. And it's literally as tall and as large as my rolling filing cabinet.
you probably have your levels all jacked up on the audio too, just from the fan noise.
It's actually just the very little fan noise. No, there's very little because that particular workstation has large fans as opposed to the servers, which have the very small, high-powered, high-flow fans. So that was my random spend for... that was not my random spare. That was my beer money stuff that I did recently. Was that one there? But then the other one was I had pictures last night I shared with the group. I was interestingly enough, I'm having an issue. I bought a stove a while ago. The stove
this frightens me.
Yeah, 36-inch gas stove, and
it's very nice.
It's a beautiful stove. However, the membrane touch pad to do the temperature control stuff. Was acting up and doing research on the forums, it comes down to the circuit board behind the controller board.
Is this new?
What? No, it's not new. It's used. Oh. It's Craigslist purchase, man.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's an $8,000 stove.
Not the warranty?
For $2,000.
It's an awesome stove. Wonder the touchpad didn't work.
it's not optimal. It works. That's not optimal.
I'm just going to say right now, just before you even got into the story, the first thing Super Tech Boy says, Rick plus gas ?
Yes. And, okay. And so then add electrical sparks to that.
I just want to point this out.
So anyway, I turn the breaker off at the source before I take off the panel to be able to do some work on it. And
did
I discover.
Turn the gas off?
Why?
Okay, continue.
The gas doesn't shock you. If you know, I'm more worried about shocks than I am explosions. So, anyway,
Rick Claus, ladies and gentlemen.
So I've got the control panel apart. I'm looking at the control panel. There's some corrosion on the control panel from water spillage that had happened from previous places. So
you got control panel corrosion, and then you.
I search in the control panel for corrosion. It comes up with this applet.
Tech joke.
I used an old ham radio operator's trick. To get rid of the corrosion. Do you know what that is?
Call Jeffrey Snover and have him help you?
No, he would have known, though. You know what it was?
No.
If you have corroded wires,
uh-huh.
Make a mixture. Oh, there we go. Oh, put the picture up. Look at that.
Oh, baking soda and water.
No, vinegar and salt.
Oh, vinegar
is the acid
and salt.
Base. So that's basically soaking the wires inside of vinegar and salt to be able to eat the corrosion off. And then once you've had the acid eat the corrosion off, it takes about 3 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Returns them back to a brand new shiny state. You then have to dip it inside of baking soda and water to neutralize the acid.
Okay.
And then you have to blow on it to dry it and shake it so that it gets dry, and then you can plug it back in again.
Okay.
And it works.
The touchscreen
is now functional. More functional.
So it's better than it was.
Better than it was.
So this person who probably got rid of it thinking something was going bad...
just saved me $6,500.
Uh-huh. Brilliant.
So do we point out, what possibly could go wrong?
Oh, no.
That was the GIF I posted last night after I saw your picture.
I've almost done that, actually.
Or there's an actual shot of the work being done.
Nice.
When you turn the power back on.
There was no Moab incident up on Redmond Ridge last night.
Ledwig says your neighbors may think otherwise about what you should worry about.
Yes. So that was definitely my beer money last night.
So everything's all good and fine with the system now. It was literally just the corrosion of the cables
on some wires. And
so it never affected the circuit board?
Nope. It was just the connections on it. But so now my next issue is the membrane is used because it's like a 6-year-old stove and button presses on stuff.
Right.
So I'm actually contemplating on not getting a replacement part off eBay, which is a refurb, but actually buying a brand new, like actually spending money on a real new piece.
Was it like $4 or something?
No, it's like $150, I think it is.
What?
$150 for the membrane.
Oh really?
It's a high end stove, so they do stuff so you can't just have the membrane. You actually have to have the membrane plus the piece of
plus
glass
a touch
plus
panel.
The piece of aluminum that it's adhered to through a sandwich of adhesive and crap. So yeah. So
instead of going used eBay, you're going to try to go net new
for that one. There, I'm going to go because that's the main interface that we have. Mm-hmm. Someone's calling me. I don't know who it is.
Interrupt the show.
Yeah, let's not publish the number on the. Yeah. Dan P.I. asked if we can make it an IoT device.
We could. I've got an Arduino I can plug in.
Type Azure.
Yeah, you know, I could do that.
We've got to finish the bigger one. Yep. All right.
So that was not my random spend. That was kind of beer money.
Well, that's – I would have never thought to go in and
– check the cables.
Yeah.
Check the physical.
It's IT troubleshooting. 101, right?
So now the logic board behind it, not the ribbon sensor connector thingy that's the touchpad, those you can't buy anymore. They're not made by anybody. But what I've discovered is there is a large amount of services for repair for those, where basically you're paying some IT guy like us to go through with the voltmeter to make sure that all the proper solder connections are still working, you got the proper voltage to all the different components, and that the components are still in working order, the capacitors are still working, stuff like that. I'm contemplating doing that, but that's another $100 to do.
A couple $100, though.
Unless I have any volunteers in the chat room that want to go through and trace this board for me.
So a couple $100, though, investment for being able to save that money and essentially have, I mean, at that point would be refurbished almost, right?
Basically, because the rest of it's all like metal.
Yeah.
It's nice. Hard. I have broken cast iron metal. But
yes, I know.
Not broken many things.
Many things, but not this.
Let's just jump right on into random spending. You want to talk about random spending? I mean your entire random spend right now is your house. So.
It is right now. But you know, Dan P.I. actually is bringing up a really good point. Like I'm wondering if I should make this into an IoT stove.
No,
it's just simple low voltage relays.
Yeah,
that you could control. Like I could literally have a web page up that I could have inside the house. That people could hit to program the stove.
You know what's even better? If we know the address, we could shut off your stove on the cooking.
I wouldn't publish it on the internet. I'm just saying on the inside network.
It's coming from inside the house.
Why is this stove turning on and off? Damn it, my roast won't cook. Joey!
In a world where the stove is IoT.
that is possible. So.
Famous last words. It's just.
It's just flavor. In the house. That's it. We could do that.
I haven't random spent.
What? I have some random spending.
On technology.
So. No. I have some beer random spending.
Oh, let's talk about beer. So let's go to beer talk. Ledwig, plug yours.
Beer and, well, it's still random spend. It's kind of a hybrid. Okay. So I bought for the team, mostly for me, but I bought for the team.
Dead PI, can you get heat-proof cameras?
Yeah, no way.
Actually, you probably can.
Yeah, probably.
I bought a water filter device. Just like you would have at a brewery.
Oh, really?
Yes. So we can actually use tap water. And we don't have to rely on having to do the trek.
So at that point, do we need to get the proper chemicals? So because there is some pH that's in that special water that kind of helps our yeast.
That is true. But the system that I have is a dual system that does stuff for my fish tank.
Just don't cross the street.
It's a valve. I bought the valve to basically make it a three-way valve. So basically it either goes out to the left, which is going to be beer water, or over to the right, which is fish water for extra filtration.
Gotcha.
And it's not fish water. It's simply just water that has absolutely everything removed from it.
So right.
They actually call it flat water.
No bubbles. We want that for the beer.
Because you don't want that for the beer because it's the minerals that make the beer characteristics.
That's correct.
Better. So that's why, for instance, the Pacific Northwest is known for IPAs is because the water here has a high mineral content that is quite good for the sharp tastes required for IPAs, in case you didn't know.
It's also very good for the Hefeweizen.
Yes.
You just need to... You actually have to scale it back a little bit because it can be a little bit too
so
much.
So in theory, you could use... all the way through the entire filtration system, and then you could create water from around the world if you wanted to. So like they actually have inside a beersmith the chemical profile of the pH levels and the hardness levels of water from Belgium, as an example, to be able to do some of the Belgian quads. And so you can basically add in so much pH increaser, so much calcium.
It's funny that you went directly to the quad.
Yeah, well, because I like...
Why would you do a double or a triple when you can do a quad?
You go for a quad. Go all the way. Go for a quad. So, very, very, very cool stuff. It arrives Monday. My wife doesn't know yet.
So she does if it's hit the credit card.
Well, I'm telling her that it was a team purchase. Tell her it's a team purchase. That's the point.
If only there was this online... forum where we were talking about it. She could be listening. She there's no way she's watching.
She does not listen to this show.
She does not listen. Not the only person.
And Super Tech Boy is saying, doesn't every craft brewery claim they have the best water in the world? Of course they do.
Well, of course, yes.
Of course they do. But I do believe, honestly, that the water that is up at the secret source that Jay Shock has discovered and we have used many a time.
Yes.
We're not going to stop using it.
No.
But if we just need to have water just to be able to make
Some additional
just use it. We don't have to worry about, oh, no, we have to go up to the QFC.
Dang, so I still have to go on the water runs?
Oh, yeah.
You can choose to go. You can choose to go.
Yes.
So that's basically it's a three-stage filter. It's like a sediment filter and a specialized sediment filter, and then there is the carbon filter that removes all the stuff.
And then it's just a matter of getting a testing kit and then the additional stuff that we want to add.
If we want to make a profile of
that is kind of cool.
Yeah,
that we can do that. Yeah.
That's really cool.
If you give me a testing kit when I go to Europe this summer, I can get all the different water sources from the places I go.
I'm sorry, sir. You cannot test that water.
Oh, stop me.
Freshly squeezed water, as Super Tech Boy says.
Well, I can get some powdered water while I'm there.
Powdered water? I don't get what powdered water is.
I don't know what to add.
No. Oh.
You know what would be really good for our beer is if we cold lagered it.
Cold lagered?
Yeah. Lagered cold for that crisp taste. That commercial drives me absolutely crazy.
What are you talking about, cold lager? There's nothing else but cold lagering.
That's the process.
I know. Who's the beer that's talking about that?
Oh, it Coors.
Coors does
Coors,
it?
Yeah.
Coors? Coors? Curse the mountains.
And it's cold filtered too.
Run for the mountains.
I'm not sure.
Can you imagine hot filtering beer? Like, let's take it from 212 up to 400.
I think Joey just imagined it with that look.
Yucky.
Yucky.
I don't like it.
Me no likey.
It's tasting a little funky.
Yeah, that's where that commercial just drives me nuts. And I understand that not everybody understands the brewing process, but. The process of lagering is to step it down to near,
as cold as you can.
Yeah, cold temperatures.
Yeah.
We haven't done this on purpose yet, but they actually do.
Sounds like we did it on accident.
Well, I have done it on accident.
Okay. A lot of things have happened on
beer
accident.
Popsicles. You make beer popsicles. Because it's like
I do remember we did make beer popsicles.
Because you can basically remove the ice and make it into a higher concentrated
it's like a
beer.
Slush.
It's no, well, you make it so that it's you're basically distilling using ice.
Cold distillation.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You basically freeze it and then you remove the ice, which is the water content, and you're left with the actual alcohol at the bottom. For stuff because alcohol
beer
is
extract.
Beer extract basically. Cold beer extract creation.
You know, this is
I
the
think
thing.
This could be something new.
I really wish that I would have paid more attention in science class in chemistry when I was in school.
Why did I skip so many classes?
Yeah.
Why did I skip so many classes?
There's so many things that
kids
we could
stay
do.
In school.
Yes,
stay in school.
You never know. It's like I'm sitting there going, when would I ever have to deal with this stuff? Nobody told me one day I'd be making beer.
Yep.
So it's more like kids stay in school, don't do drugs, drink beer.
Nice.
Is that the
thing? That can work. That can work.
That's no. No.
No.
Not till you're an adult. Okay.
Oh, okay.
We speaking of beer, the competition is this weekend.
Yes.
Tomorrow, if you are in the Seattle area,
you will have an update for sure.
If you're in the Seattle area, reach out to us at Patch and Switch or on the Twitters or Instagram.
Yep.
Do you even look at Instagram anymore?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got me Instagram.
We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/ Patch and Switch, and you can reach us there so that you can come join us if you are in the Seattle area. It is a private competition,
event. Private event.
Our friends will, of course, let in. Anybody? Where we will be sampling a number of beer. Now, this is different this year in the fact that we did not do a pre-sampling event.
I think they had a closed-door pre-sampling, and we weren't invited.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, because of the incident last year.
You're not allowed to talk about that legally.
No. So I think they basically did their own sampling on Tuesday night after we dropped off our beer.
Oh, I was not aware of this.
Yeah, I think so.
So we haven't tasted.
No, we have no idea what we're up against.
We have no idea what we're up against.
Yeah, I bet you there's probably a dozen chocolate stouts. I think chocolate stout's the thing that's happening this year.
Oh, really?
I have no idea. We'll find out. And I got to say, I tasted yours, and yours tastes really good, and I'm very anxious to see what having, how many ounces of cocoa nibs?
I think it was six, maybe eight.
6 ounces or 8 ounces of cocoa nibs soaking in it right up until we're serving. Literally, yes. It's still inside the keg.
It's still
right
inside
now.
The keg, and we will serve it inside the keg.
And I took your guys' advice, and I put in a hatch pepper, but I couldn't find a hatch pepper, so I put in a jalapeno instead. No, not a habanero.
So the Scoville unit difference between a hatch pepper and a habanero is significantly different.
But it was just a little tiny small one like this.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, I know it doesn't matter because I licked my fingers after I cut it. And I'm like, oh, my God, that's hot. My lips are burning. So apparently even just touching.
Hold my beer. Watch this.
But I just washed the pepper. I then slid it open and then I cut out the core. I didn't even touch it really with my hands. And I just, you know, lift my lips, something like that. And next thing I know, my lips
Rick
are burning.
Claus, ladies and gentlemen. Like we're used to this.
So apparently I'm glad I didn't put in more than just one.
Stormtrooper TLK7539 says all this beer talk reminds him he needs to brew more.
Yes, definitely. Definitely brew more.
Yes, we need to brew more.
We do, actually. But we're going to have our first annual brewery reconditioning day at some point.
As soon as the weather...
Otherwise known as Clean Up Rick's Garage Day.
Yes, we need to.
Well, we need to clean up the garage because we need to relocate and redesign the brewery.
The brewery, yeah.
So we're all set for that.
So you have a Mexican chocolate stout for the beer
Mexican
competition.
Chocolate stout.
I have just a straight up chocolate with an additional chocolate and some extra chocolate to be...
And a little hint of vanilla.
Little hint. Small little hint. Which brings out chocolate.
Yes.
And
I
then
have that invisible ale.
Did we end up doing the half...
We didn't do
it. On Randall?
We didn't do
it. Well, I know we didn't, but I was wondering.
I have no idea what the Cowpers have included.
Yeah.
They have done.
I know we were talking about that because that's a favorite. But we need to do that. We need to get that brewed because the good weather is going to be here shortly.
Yes. I think that would be a 15-gallon batch.
You're probably right.
And that's we actually bought a lot of the hops.
I would actually
sale,
go out
right?
and get a hop rocket just to have a Randall inside of my kegerator.
Yeah,
for that.
So the setup is ready to go. I do have a tap free in my fridge right now. I should probably fill. But yeah, right now we are not in a brewing state at all.
No.
In the garage.
I think we need to get some more buckets too.
Yeah. Buckets potentially.
I think that covers this. We did the beer money. We've done good.
We haven't done a random spend yet.
Oh, we haven't done random spending.
No.
Have you spent on some things? I did.
On technology specifically. Well, I've got the video card, but it's not really my money. I spent it. It's the company's money.
I can't believe you're refurbishing.
It's a beautiful machine. It's a very nice machine. I bought a bunch of gadgets for my trip, but I think I talked about them already, didn't I?
We should talk about your trip.
My trip to Disney.
You drove.
I drove
from
3,200 miles
to Southern California.
Yes, two 10 or 12 hour days.
Yeah,
driving. We stopped
in a 26-foot truck?
28-foot
truck. 28-foot
truck. With a lift gate.
With a, they let you
they
let
me operate a lift gate.
Oh, my gosh.
Which was awesome.
How much was the insurance on that?
I don't know. I didn't pay for it.
Okay.
We don't need insurance. So...
Can we? I want that. I want that clip. Can we pull that?
We don't
can we pull that out for the next
show?
Pull that out for the next time because I'm just going to add that as the sound that we have. So the next time we get a closing story, I'm just going to play that. Blech. We don't need insurance.
We don't need insurance.
I want that clip.
There are golden clips that can come out of this show for sure. Absolutely golden clips.
My wife doesn't listen to this. We don't need insurance. All nice. The same show.
So no, we drove down. Some of the technology we got, I got a car DC adapter specifically for the Surfi.
Right. How did that work out for you?
It worked out well.
Yeah.
It worked.
I was using
we didn't realize Streets and Trips was rather much of a challenge because it was stopped production in 2013. It has no concept of a high DPI monitor like the Surface Pro 4.
Yeah.
So the little teeny tiny lines.
Oh.
You'll see stuff.
And that raises a question because I saw this actually post on the social medias around the same time, which was, what are people using now to plan out a trip? Where are the places to stop?
Yeah.
Because for me, everything that I do, it's Waze, but Waze is essentially get there the fastest
right.
and go around everything.
Right, right, right.
Don't bother stopping. How do you?
So, I use Streets and Trips, but then you also can use. What I would do is I would actually use good old fashioned Bing. To be able to plan the route or Google Maps to plan the route to get yep. there. And then we would say, I only want to drive for 12 hours or 10 hours. And then that would put me here. And then you have to manually say, here's my circle. And this is where I'm. Oh, look, there's a town right there. And then I would use TripAdvisor to look up the town.
Oh, yeah. And
to
see
find
what,
the
what
best
the good,
hotels
the good
in the town.
Yeah.
And then we would
the
use.
The best 2-star?
The best 2-star to stay. And then we would actually use satellite imaging to find out if there's a parking lot big enough to park the truck and zoom in. No, we can't
pull
park there.
Pull up the satellite image.
Doesn't work. Get me the new feed. This is old.
Targeting.
So we would do that. We would do that. Same thing for me, like you and I do when we're traveling to look for places to eat.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, look for the good places to eat on TripAdvisor. And then we would literally book the stuff as we're driving. But the challenge with having the Surface, I actually bought a car mount that fits the Surface.
Mm-hmm.
The challenge is 12 hours in a truck that's like a truck like that. Only the driver's chair has the air shocks on it.
Ooh.
So I was on a bench.
Oh.
And the rest of the truck is going like this. And,
yeah.
then when the state of California decides to pave with those cement pavers,
yeah,
the cement pavers are set up so that they basically they create a valley where the seam is and then a bubble where the center of it is. And so basically you get this wave motion going.
Yeah.
The next thing you know is oscillating the truck exactly as you're hitting like 60 miles an hour. The truck is like bouncing up and down and bouncing up and down and bouncing. Like literally you're getting shaken to death.
I need inside. To make that a GIF.
Nice. So it was a little crazy.
His Surface still works after
like,
all
this
that.
This is like a laugh at Rick Day or something, isn't it?
It is.
It is.
So it worked, but you know, by the end of it, we just started using Waze. Like we knew where we were going to stop at. We stopped at Eureka.
Eureka.
Eureka. I think it's Eureka.
Okay.
And we stayed at the beautiful Marriott Miners Inn.
The Marriott Miners Inn.
Yes, so I got Marriott points.
It's all about the points.
For staying at this 1950s two-story motel-style place.
It's still a Marriott.
It became a Marriott for what it is. Stopped there. And then we stopped at Burbank for Universal. I got a funny story with Universal. I got to share this. So you'd be surprised what you can do at a theme park with a 28-foot truck.
Oh, God.
We're driving up in the morning.
Hang on
inside.
A second. Do we need to get lawyers involved
no,
before
no,
we
no,
tell
no,
this story?
No, perfectly legal.
Okay.
Driving up towards the stalls to be able to get in and pay your fees to get in. They see us, and they point us in this direction. So I'm like, okay, go over there. And then it's the line that says trucks, RVs, and campers. And as we're pulling up, the person looks at me, waves, and then opens up the gate, and I drive in. Didn't pay for parking. They thought I was making a delivery. I just drove right in.
They're like, hey, come
so,
on in.
And so if you know Universal, I drive up the hill, and then I'm like, wow, there's the entrance. I'll just go over there. I pull in the entrance because all the buses are dropping people off
right
at the front door.
Yeah.
And then no one's talking to me, and I'm trying to figure out where
they're
I have to go.
They're all just waving as you
They're waving at me as I go by. And so I'm like, okay, well, so I literally pulled right around to the very, very front, and I parked right in front in the slots where all the big buses park. And then finally I waved someone over.
So bus driver's like, dude, what's the Ryder truck doing here?
And so this person in this golf cart came driving over to me, and I'm like, hi. And she's like, hi, I'm Rosa. I'm here. Like, what are you here for? And I'm like, oh, well, we've got a truck full of instruments. We're meeting a high school here in a couple of hours, and we just wondered if we could just, like, stay here until they arrive so we can figure out where they have to go. She's like, oh, well, let me talk to my bosses. She drives away, comes back 5 minutes later. And she's like, you know what? We're not expecting you. We don't know what to do. So why don't you just stay where you are? So I've got a picture of the Ryder truck in front of the main doors at Universal that we paid $0 to park there. We never opened up the truck. We literally went inside the park, waited for the kids.
So you walked like 2.5 feet.
To get inside the park.
Nice.
And then we went inside, and then we basically were there for the entire day. At 5 o'clock, we came out. The truck was still there. There was no boot on the tire.
Well, that's always a plus.
And then we just get in the truck and we drive out.
Nice.
The best.
Nice. Did you get the Duff beer shirt? I want to know if you got the Duff beer shirt. You posted that on social media.
I bought the Duff beer shirt.
That's awesome.
I'm actually going to wear it on Friday.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, on Saturday. That's the beer I'm going to wear.
And you're not going to wear beer
that's
team
That's the
six?
Beer you're going to wear?
That's the beer I'm going to wear.
Okay.
Is that one there?
All right. Hey, just a reminder for everybody who tunes in and listens every week, we appreciate it. But if you are tuning in through your favorite podcast app via Google, iTunes, whatever it
or Xbox.
Is.
Channel 9.
Yeah, Channel 9. Yep, exactly. Wherever you're listening to us, if you have the ability to give us a rating and a comment.
Please do.
And the reason why we do this, particularly those who listen via podcasting and via the replay, is this enables us to be discovered by other people to grow the show.
Grow the show.
So that maybe we can increase the video guy's salary to 2 Timbits.
Yay!
Which, of course, we'll cut in half because we do need a social media person.
Aww.
So, please do that.
And don't forget, 5 is good, 1 is bad.
5 is good, 1 is bad. We're number one. We're number one.
That works.
Well, with that, I think it's...
3 work safe words, if we could.
3 work safe words. Yes, absolutely.
We still have 15 minutes if you want.
We should probably
I've got... Unfortunately, I have a hard stop.
Okay.
I have a hard stop. So 3 work safe words for the next week's show.
This is the naming segment.
Show.
The naming segment.
You're not going to be here, audio guy.
No, I'm not.
Ooh.
We need a substitute.
We're looking for volunteers that want to run the board. Please send your resume
necessary.
To @patchandswitch.
Hey.
And we'll see if you can press the right buttons. It can't be that hard. I mean, how hard is it?
Super gas. Tech Boy says gas. You could super tech. Well, you could start selling patch and switch bonds to pay for J-Shock. No, we do need to get
T-shirt going. I think
it's time. You know what? If you're interested in us having another run of T-shirts, tweet us @patchandswitch.
You know what? I will do.
Kowski, Gath,
we'll do a Twitter poll. We'll be official. We'll do a Twitter poll.
You want to do a Twitter poll?
Yeah, I'll do a Twitter poll.
All right.
Gas Moab Bourbon.
Yes. Gas Moab Bourbon.
Yep. Nice.
That works. It's inappropriate, but it works.
Nice.
What's not appropriate?
Nothing.
Nice.
Nothing. All right.
They've started already.
Yeah. The band knows my hard stop. They're like, yeah you're done. You're done. All right. That does it again for another exciting episode of the Patch and Switch Show. Thank you to brand new resident Stormtrooper TLK7539. Also, Kowski, Super Tech Boy. Buckeye Guy J Flow, who left and then came back. Frederick, good to see you. Dad PI, Ledwig, Vizio MVP Guy, Foul Temper, Fair Brit, Andy Sandwich, who joined us for a period of time, and everybody else who tuned in and listened. As we mentioned, you can follow us on the social medias @patchandswitch on Twitter and Instagram. You can also find us facebook.com/patchandswitch, and as always, patchandswitch.com. Until next time, which is in 2 weeks, have a weekend, everybody.
I would say just for you, Riggsby.